thrilling my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it's like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Our God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it's like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
For some things I may not know, there are some places that I can't go. But I am sure.
I am sure. How about you?
Of this one thing.
Glory.
God is real.
Hallelujah.
For I can feel Him deep within.
Oh, let's sing about it if you believe it, church. My God is real.
Yes, my God is real.
He's real in my soul.
He's real in my soul.
My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me.
Yes, His love.
It's like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
Some folks may die, some folks may scorn.
Oh, that's right.
All can go on and leave me alone. For me,
hallelujah,
I want to take God's
part. Oh, do you believe it with all your heart, church?
God is real, for I can feel Him in my heart.
Oh, I know my God is real.
Yes, my God is real.
He's real in my soul.
He's real in my soul.
My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me,
His love for me,
it's better than gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Oh, do you believe me with all your heart? Amen. The older I get, the more real He gets. Because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times we think, Lord, I need You, but You really probably need me to help You in getting through what I've got to go through. And the more I live, the longer I live, the weaker I get, the older I get, I realize if anything good's going to happen, it's got to be God. It's got to be the Lord. And that makes me know one thing. He's more real tonight than He was a year ago to me. He hasn't changed, but to me, I appreciate Him more. Do you? Has He been good to you? Do you love Him with all your heart? Give Him a big hand clap of praise. Sing that second verse from your ear. First of the two. Sing it.
I cannot tell just how I felt.
Oh, thank You, Father.
When Jesus took Your sins away.
Oh, but since that
day. But since that day.
Hallelujah.
Oh, since that hour.
Praise the Lord.
is holy.
Oh, I want you to sing about it. My God is real.
My God is real.
He's real in my soul.
He's real in my soul.
My God is real.
Glory as was
and made me whole. His love for me. It's better than gold. My God is real. Lord, I can feel Him in my soul. You gotta sing that chorus again. My God is real.
My God is real.
He's real in my soul.
He is real in my soul.
My God is real. For He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it's better than gold. God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
And His love for me,
hallelujah,
is so much better than gold.
It's far better than gold.
My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you believe that tonight with all your heart? Isn't it good to be in church tonight? How many of you enjoyed the word of the Lord here Wednesday night? Wasn't it wonderful? Praise the Lord. We're just so thankful for what God is doing in our midst. Not gonna do, not used to do, but what He's doing right now. He's doing something right. He is changing lives right now. You may look the same. You may feel the same. But you're being changed. Aren't you glad about it tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Give Him one more hand clap of praise if you love Him tonight. Praise the Lord. Now why don't you take a second, shake somebody's hand, greet them in the name of the Lord and tell them you're glad to see them in church tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. As you do that, you can be seated tonight. We're going to look at our prayer request. Praise the Lord. Amen. A wet, rainy day, a wet, rainy night, but we're going to build a fire in here tonight, aren't we? Praise the Lord. By the help of the Lord, we're going to have church here tonight, Brother Terry. Praise the Lord. Let's look at our prayer request tonight. So I want to pray for our pastor, Brother Donnie. Has a fever, suffering from aching in his joints, a lot of bad coughing. So we just want to pray for our pastor tonight that the Lord would just be mindful of him. He spoke here Wednesday night for us and not feeling well in body, but that didn't stop. That didn't stop the cause of Christ, did it? He brought us a wonderful message. So we just pray that the Lord would touch our pastor tonight. I want to remember Brother Michael Covington. He's recovering from heart problems and pneumonia in Roanoke, Virginia Hospital, as well as the church that he pastors over in Bonsack, Virginia area. Brother Amos sends that in for on behalf of him tonight. So let's remember Michael Covington in prayer, that church family, that the Lord would be mindful of them. Brother Randy Gisendanner sends this in to please pray for the family of Edna Carnes from Georgia. She passed away this morning. So we certainly want to pray for that family. The Lord would comfort them during this time. I want to remember Brother Orville's brother-in-law who had a brain scan this week and has to have another one next week. So we're just praying that the Lord would let all that work out to His will. I want to pray for Brother Ben Davis. He's been sick for a few days now. Pray that he gets better soon. So let's remember that prayer request tonight. All the unspoken prayer requests. If you have a need tonight, you believe we're serving a prayer answering God? Somebody say, I believe it with all my heart. Let's stand tonight, if you will. Let's just sing a little chorus. That chorus one more time. My God is real. Ask Brother Brad Yonsky if he would to come tonight and lead us to the Lord. Let's invite His presence into this building. Let's ask Him to help us create a real, real sweet atmosphere that the Lord would be pleased with, and it'll make it easy for Brother David Siler when he comes out to bring us the word of the Lord tonight. Let's ask God for that favor tonight. I believe He wants to do it. But I believe he wants us to invite him and let him know that he's welcome to do that. He's not an intruder. He's not a selfish person. The Lord loves to be invited. He loves to be entreated. We need him. Whether we realize it, we absolutely need him tonight. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real, for he has washed and he's made me whole. His love for me, it's better than gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you again for this opportunity we have to be in this place one more time. Lord, we don't want to take it for granted, Lord, but we want to be here every time these doors are open. Father, I pray that you just feel the freedom to move in a service, Lord. Move up these aisles, Lord. You see every heart. You see every hand that was raised. You knew the need behind the hand. Lord, be with this service, Lord. I pray for Brother Donnie, Lord. May you just go to our brother. May the healing touch just touch him, Father. Be with Brother David. Lord, may you anoint him to speak to us and give us things we have need of. Lord, I pray for these requests in my hand. Lord, you know what they were. Lord, I pray may you move according to your perfect will. Have your way, Lord. We want you to feel welcome. We invite you again, Lord. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Brad. God bless you. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here tonight with us in this service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming this service, we pray the service would be a great blessing to those folks as well tonight. Let's sing a song that I believe is the theme of our hearts and the theme of our lives. Getting ready to leave this world. Are you getting ready? Amen. How many of you desiring to go to a better place? This world is not even fit to live in. This is the greatest nation in the world, but she's so corrupt. She's so far gone from the oracles of our God. I'm getting ready to leave here. I want to leave here, don't you? Somebody say praise the Lord. Give me one more hand clap of praise. Amen. Laying up my treasures in that home above, trusting, fully trusting in the Savior's love, doing what I can for heaven's holy dove. I'm getting ready to leave this world, getting ready to leave this world, getting ready for the gates of pearl. Keeping my record right, watching both day and night. I'm getting ready to leave this world, trusting in the riches of his saving grace. Through each earthly trial I his love can trace. Sure that up in heaven I'm gonna find a place. I'm getting ready to leave this world, getting ready to leave this world, getting ready for the gates of pearl. Be my record, watching both dead. Well, I'm getting ready to leave this world. Prepare a mansion, Jesus said, I'll go. Well, if it were not true, I would have told you so. Just a little while longer, hear me. Oh, we're getting ready to leave this world. Well, I'm getting ready to leave this world. Getting ready for the gates of pearl. Keeping my record right, watching both day and night. Oh, I'm getting ready to leave this world. We're getting ready to leave this world. We're getting ready for the gates of pearl.
gates of pearl, keeping my record right, watching both day and night. I'm getting ready to leave this world.
To prepare a mansion, Jesus said, I'll go. If it were not true, I would have told you so. Just a little while to linger here below. Oh, I'm getting ready to leave this world.
Well, getting ready to leave this world. Getting ready for the gates of pearl. Keeping my record right. Watching both day and night.
Getting ready to leave this world.
Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to do this while we're getting ready. We're going to be bold. We're going to be strong. Not in ourselves, but because He told us to. That was Joshua's command. Only be bold and very courageous, for the Lord thy God is with thee. I don't feel like shouting as much as I used to feel like shouting, but I sense His presence in a greater way than I ever have in my life, because I know the forces of hell, they're pounding against us. And I'm glad there's a presence there that'll fight off those darts of the devil. Aren't you glad about it tonight? Give Him one more hand clap of praise. As we sing this, let's worship the Lord. With me tonight, now, church. I'm not going to pull you, but let's do it together. Hallelujah. Well, be bold, be strong. The Lord thy God is with thee. Be bold, be strong. The Lord thy God is with thee. Do not be afraid. We're walking in faith and victory. Walking in faith and victory. Walking in faith and victory. For the Lord thy God is with thee. Be bold, be bold, be strong. Be strong. The Lord thy God is with thee. Be bold, be bold, be strong. Be strong. The Lord thy God is with thee. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. We're walking in faith and victory. Walking in faith and victory. Walking in faith and victory. For the Lord thy God is with thee.
Take this land.
Somebody say hallelujah. Give him one more hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. You've participated really, really good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Brother David, why don't you come tonight? Give us that song, if you will. Your song. It is well. And we'll help you on the course if you'll let us. I love to hear this guy sing this song, don't you? Give Brother David Swanson a big hand as he comes to sing for you tonight. Amen. You don't care if we help you, do you? God bless you, buddy. Appreciate you.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you have taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though the trials should come, oh, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my hapless estate and has shed His own blood for my soul. Soul. It is well with my soul. my sin, or the bliss of this glorious thought. Yes, my sin, not in part, but the whole. Yes, it's nailed to the cross, and I bow. Clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so,
aren't you glad we're serving a living God tonight? We didn't come tonight to a building to look at some stone or piece of wood, but a God that's alive. And to prove that He's alive, it's well with our hearts and our souls tonight, showing that our God is real. He's alive tonight. I'm so glad that we're serving a God that moves on our behalf. I could not imagine trying to worship some God of stone and try to bring all your praise and worship between something that's so dead and cold. But our God likes heartfelt religion. Amen. I believe that tonight. Amen. Isn't it good to be here? Amen. I just believe that God's going to say something to us in His Word. So I'm going to invite you to the book of Judges tonight with me, chapter 15. I want to go to Judges chapter 15. We'll look at verse 14. And we'll read a couple of scriptures there, and I'll give you our subject and let you be seated this evening. Certainly want to remember our pastor, Brother Donnie, to keep him lifted up in prayer.
Amen.
Satan's got a big target on his back.
Amen.
That's right. But greater is he that is in me. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth out of them all.
Amen.
Amen. This is, of course, Samson when he had come into this Philistine camp. And he said in verse 14, when he come into Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire. And his bands loosed off of his hands. And he found a new jawbone of an ass and put forth his hand and he took it. And he slew 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps with the jaw of an ass, have I slain 1,000 men. And it came to pass when he had made the end of speaking that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand. And he called that place Ramath Lehi. And he was sore thirst. And he called on the Lord and said, thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant. And now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hands of those that don't have the Holy Ghost. But God clave a hollow place that was in the jaw. And there came water thereout. That's good preaching. But you can't stop there. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again and he revived. Wherefore he called the name thereof in Ekor, which is Lehi unto this day. I want to speak from verse 19. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again and he revived. I'd like to speak tonight on Samson's revival. Let's just bow our hearts and ask the Lord to help us this evening in the scripture and the word. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you've given us this time to be able to be gathered together. And Lord, we just come to look within your word and ask, Lord, that you would take the word that is laying before us tonight. Lord, make it more than just the contents on the page. But Lord, we pray that you would dig down between the lines and Lord, you would reveal to us that which we have need of tonight. Lord, you know the needs that are among us tonight in the church. You know those that are sick, Lord. Those that are maybe in a place of great decision. And I know, Lord, that by your word that you can take and speak to every need. So we invite you into this place tonight, Lord, that you would have liberty. For, Father, we are in such need of you to come by tonight. Lord, I need you. I understand, Lord, if you don't come by, this service will be a mess. But, Lord, if you come and say something, you can say something man knows nothing about. I pray, Lord, may you direct us tonight. Direct our path, Lord. May we speak directly to the enemy tonight, Lord. And I ask, Father, that you would just bless our gathering tonight. Touch our pastor, we pray. Lord, we rebuke the enemy that would come against his body. Satan, you lost the battle 2,000 years ago. We claim what Jesus Christ has done tonight. And as the church of the living God, we have rights tonight. We have rights to stand upon the word. For he said that ask anything in my name and it shall be given. Lord, we take our slingshot of faith tonight, Lord. We direct it right at the enemy. We ask, Lord, touch his body tonight. May the warmth of the Holy Spirit, may it move upon him, Lord, and touch him. I pray, God, may the angels of the Lord encamp there where he is. And we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus Christ's name. And everybody said amen. Amen. God bless you. You can make yourselves comfortable tonight. Well, praise be to God. I want to start with some statements that Brother Round makes to us out of the Ephesian church age. We understand that where you and I are living at in this hour, it's a day like no other day. And we know that Brother Round tells us that history keeps repeating itself. In the generation of Israel, we see revival in one generation only to see the fires fading in the next. And in the third generation, embers may be glowing slightly, but in the fourth, there's no vestige whatsoever of that original flame. And then God lights the fire again. Aren't you glad he does? And then the same process becomes repeated. And it's simply the manifestation of the truth that God has no grandchildren.
God would not allow that first generation to fade off the scene and then allow the next generation to be able to come up and not give them a fresh vision, a fresh chance at the Word. But he said that God has no grandchildren. Salvation's not passed on by natural birth any more than there's any truth in apostolic succession. It isn't the Word, and you start out with truly born-again believers. And when the next generation comes along, they are no longer just plain Christians, but they've taken the denominational name, and now they're Baptists and Methodists and etc. And that's exactly what they are, too. They are not Christians. You have to be born of the will of God, not the will of man to be saved. But these folks are all coming together now by the will of a man. And I don't say that some of them ain't right with God. Not for a minute do I say that. But the original fire, which is what we want, the original fire has died down. And they're not the same anymore. Because the fervent desire, watch the statement, to please God, and the passion to know His Word, and the cry for the reaching out in the Spirit, it all begins to fade. Instead of that church being on fire with the fire of God, it's cooled off and it's come a little bit formal. That's what's happening back there in Ephesians. They were getting a bit formal, and the abandonment of God was dying out, and the people were too careful about what God thought about them as they begin to be too careful about what the world thought of them. And the second generation coming on was like Israel. They demanded a king to be like the other nations. And when they did that, they rejected God. But they did it anyway. And that's the history of the church. And he says when it thinks more of conforming to the world instead of conforming to God, it isn't long until you see them stop doing things they used to do and start doing things they wouldn't do initially. They change their manner of dress. They change their attitudes. They change their behavior. They get lax, and that's what Ephesus means. It means to be relaxed. The cycle of revival and death has never failed. All you have to do is recall the last move of God in the Spirit when men and women dressed like Christians, and the church said amen. They went to church and they prayed all night, took to the street corners, weren't ashamed of the manifestation of the Spirit. They left their old dead churches. They worship in homes and old store buildings. They had reality. But it wasn't too long until they began to get enough money to build fine new churches. They put in a choir instead of singing to God for themselves. They put gowns on their choirs. They organized a movement and they ran it by man. And soon they began to read books that weren't fit to read. They let down the bars and the goats came in and took over. The cry of joy was gone. The freedom of the Spirit was gone. And they kept on with form, but had fire, but notice, but the fire had died down, and the blackness of the ashes is all that is about left. And then God lit the fire again. We are not living in a day where we are not worshiping under the original flame that God has sent to the church. God sends a messenger, and for a while, everybody is happy. Everybody is satisfied. Everybody's excited. Everybody's thanking God. Everybody's on fire. But Satan doesn't allow that to last, but just so long. Then before long, the message becomes common to us. And the services that we used to couldn't wait to get to the house of God, to let God come in and say something to us, to know that God's going to speak to me. If I can just get to the house of God, I know God's going to speak. If I can just get to that pew and get there, I know that God's going to say something to me. He's going to speak something through the Word of God. But if we're not careful, church can become common. The message can become common. The Bible can become common. Our friends, our brothers, our sisters, it all can become common to us because we get used to what we're doing. Amen. Can you imagine a move of God? When God would come down, people get used to it. Brother and sister, I am amazed how that people can allow the Word to become common to us. We must fight against the enemy trying to make us look, well, it's just another service. It's just another day. It's just another weekend. It's just Wednesday night. It's more than that to me. It's not just Saturday night at Happy Valley. It's the Saturday night that God's going to speak to my need. It's the Saturday night that my body got healed. It's the Saturday night that my soul received a drink from the fountain of on high. Amen. And what happens is people takes when God sends it among us. He does great things among us. People try to preserve what God has done. You don't have to preserve the Word. The Word is original. The Word cannot grow stale. It cannot grow stagnant. There's no need of organizing it or denominationalizing it. God's Word is pure when He gives it. Amen. But when it becomes common to us, the amen stop. No hallelujahs. No spontaneous worship. The preacher does the preaching, the preacher does the praying, the preacher does the studying, and the church said, amen. And before long, the shout of the king is gone from the camp. Brother, never let it be said about us. Never let it be said about Happy Valley that the shout of the king is missing from the camp. Brother, do everything you can to make sure that you bring the king, the shout of the king, with you. Don't depend upon your brother. Don't depend upon your sister. Don't depend upon the preacher. Do your part to bring him. The shout of the king is monumental in any church. When the shout of the king leaves the camp, brother, I'm ready to leave with the king. When the king moves, I move. When the king goes to another place, listen, that's the reason we've got to make him welcome tonight. Brother Ram said he is a gentleman. He comes where he's been invited into, but you must make him, don't just invite him, make him welcome when he comes. But people are so busy, running 100 mile an hour. We get to church. We can't wait till the last song is done so we can run out to the car, jump in the car, go home, make sure we got to get... Listen, friends, don't allow Satan to keep us so busy, so many things going on, and our minds running 500 miles an hour until we forget, hey, I am a worshiper. If I invite him, I want to make him welcome. Lots of churches tomorrow will ask him to come to their service. But when he shows up, they don't want what he does. When he comes among them, they don't want what he does. Because his word produces a life. His word produces the truth. And listen, it's a living word. They don't want the results of the word. But brother, we want it tonight. If it cuts us, we won't cut. If he spanks us, we want spanked. I don't care how long you've been serving God. It don't really matter to me how long you've been around the message. Every one of us has to fight against this commonality of this day that we're living in. You realize no matter if you've been serving God 5 months, 5 years, or 50 years, one thing that would do every person in this church good tonight, we all need a fresh revival from God. That's the truth tonight. Now, I can say that, but you realize if you say that you need it, and I say I need it tonight. I had a wonderful feeling Wednesday night, but I need another feeling tonight. Not only will I need it tonight, I'll need it again tomorrow. Not only tomorrow, I'll get it again next week. You know why? It's a constant relationship between you and God. We constantly need Him to move upon us. We constantly need Him to touch us. Amen. Don't matter how long you've been serving, you need a move of God. I'll tell you this, the age that we're living in, as Brother Lou is saying, America does not want revival. They do not want revival. They talk about needing God, but remember, God is always used when something terrible happens. Everybody goes to crying out, oh God, oh God, oh God, but brother, listen, He's not a spare tire. Amen. I don't say that to be negative tonight. I say it to be honest with you. Amen. America has never been promised another revival. How many knows that's right? As a matter of fact, Brother Man tells us in 1956, either America will accept the gospel or she'll turn it down and reject it this year. And then Brother Man comes back just a couple of years later and he said, America has turned down the gospel. Amen. There ain't enough preachers that can change the fact tonight. That America has turned down the gospel of Jesus Christ. They don't want Him. I said they don't want Him. I can prove that to you by your own Bible. They don't want Jesus. But David, prove it. I'll prove it in Revelation chapter 3. They put Christ outside the church. And he's knocking, trying to get back in his own church. They want a church that's run by man. They want a church that's run by man's idea or something. All. Well, I come to have church tonight. I don't know about you. I come to praise the Lord. Amen. It's just been stirring up in me all day long. And let me tell you something. They don't want a gospel that's real. They don't want a real Jesus. You can put Abraham Lincoln on every corner. It won't change the fact that she's turned it down. Amen. She's had her opportunity and she's turned down the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we see the effects of what America has done. Everywhere we look, we see it. Every news bulletin, we see it. Everything that happens, we see the effects of it. You realize the things that's been done in America right now. God has destroyed nations and put them on the bottom of the sea for the deeds that's been done in America tonight. The sins that's been committed while we're sitting here in this service. God has judged nations. He has sent fire and brimstone down upon them for the very deeds that's being done. It's always amazed me that Brother Ram said that if God don't destroy America, he'll have to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize to them. But I want to remind you, God ain't apologizing to nobody. And God is not like a man that he should forget. God has not forgotten his word. He has not forgotten his promise. What he has said will come to pass. Amen, church. God ain't forgot about it. Man forgets about it. But God ain't forgot about it. Amen. Man forgets about prophecy. But let me tell you, there's still prophecy hanging over this nation. California is judged and doomed, brother. And the church said amen. Los Angeles is going into the ocean, not because a man said it, because it's thus saith the Lord tonight. It's not something we're proud of. It ain't something we're proud of tonight. Matter of fact, it's sad. It's sad to think of a nation being so young. She's so young, but yet she's so wicked tonight. Amen. Our nation will never have another revival because she's not been promised a revival. Amen. Not only will our nation not have a revival, but the churches in this nation will not have a revival. Amen. This economical move is not a spiritual revival. Are you with me now? It ain't nothing but the mark of the beast that's taken the whole bunch straight to the tribulation period. But I don't plan on going to the tribulation period. The tribulation period ain't for me. But let me tell you, God made me a rapture. Amen. Wait a minute, Brother David. You say that, but their churches are growing in numbers. And I'll agree with you on that one. Amen. They got more numbers, but they ain't got no standards. Cycle revival and death. I said they got more people. They got more members. They got more people filling the pews. But they ain't got no convictions. They ain't got no standards. Amen, somebody. Amen. They don't want a Jesus like that. Because they're more interested in membership than they are an old-fashioned, born-again, sin-killing, sky-blue, Holy Ghost revival. Exactly right. Amen. And no matter how bad our nation gets, and it will get worse. Look at the difference between now, just in the last 30 years, how bad it's gotten that we live in. Brother, what I'm telling you tonight, I'm calling you to arms tonight. It's a call to arms for every soldier on the battlefield. We've got to do what we got to do to protect our children. We got to do what we got to do to protect the Spirit of God moving in our church. God, help us not to become like them, but may they become like us. Amen, somebody. The church don't want it like that. They'd rather sit around, rock each other to sleep, enjoy the lullabies of what God done 30 years ago. But they don't want that Jesus to move right now. It's easier to talk about a God, a Jesus that walked on the water, a Jesus that petted the babies, a Jesus that just allowed everything to go. That ain't the Jesus I serve tonight. Not only did our God walk on water, he also turned the tables of the thieves over. Amen, somebody. You realize preaching like this will not be allowed very long, even in our own nation. For long, they'll call it hate crimes. Amen. They want a gospel that challenges a man. They don't want a gospel that challenges our young people. But that's why I'm glad we got a church like that tonight. Amen. We want a gospel that challenges us. I want a gospel that challenges my children to stay right with God. We don't want some type of preaching where it allows everything to go on. And if you see it, oh, it's okay. You'll be all right. You'll be okay. Jesus loves you. He may love you, but he hates your sin. And God still has a ministry today upon the earth that is called and ordained by God to say what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. Well, what got into you? About 13 days in France. Amen. They don't want a gospel like that. They want a non-offensive gospel. Preach me the gospel, but don't you offend me. Preach me the gospel, but don't you stand against me. Preach me the gospel. That ain't the gospel. We want a gospel that comes down and severs sin out of our lives. Can I quote you something? They think you have to have curly hair and wear a tuxedo and say, "Oh man, so beautiful and all like this," and be a prince. That's a woman's puppet. God wants men. Godly men. Not sissies. Not cowards. He wants godly men who'll stand up on his word. God wants men, godly men, men that can shake things. But today, people want Hollywood. You know why? They want to be entertained. People don't come to church anymore in America for the scripture. They come to be entertained. Entertain us. Amen. We're at home entertained. We're at work. Everything we do, we're entertained. We come to church. They want entertainment in the church. Brother and sister, we don't have song service that. We have song service to prepare us for the sword. Lord, chop the ground up and get ready for the seed to come by. Prepare us for the sword that's going to come down. Amen. Today we want Hollywood. We want something that's desirable to the eye. We want something that can speak so intellectually that he can let us sleep for 5 minutes on Sunday morning. Brother, if you think you're going to do that at Happy Valley, you come to the wrong church. Amen. I'd hate to know it. Brother Donnie caught me sleeping on the front row for 5 minutes. I guarantee somebody's going to say something. But we don't have a church like that. I'm glad we got a church that when the word comes forth, we are so mesmerized about the level of the word and the continuity of the things that God is bringing us. It so excites us and encourages us. We leave this building looking for the devil. Sleep for 5 minutes on Sunday morning. God wants separators who will send forth like a little fairy with dust. Just spray a little twinkling dust on everybody to make you feel all rosy and all good and all happy. But he says, to send her forth like a blaze of lightning. Condemn sin to the roots. Dig it out. We want our intellectual pastors, most of the people wants a whispering pastor. Brother, I'm just hang me up. I don't even whisper good night. Somebody say, "Yes, dearie. God wants thunderbolts." Yes, sir. Pat them on the back. Them with their short hair, makeup, and everything else, wearing clothes that they was poured into. Hey, man, it's bad enough to see the women have to dress like that. I was on the streets of France the other day, and a boy was dressed like that. What are we coming to? Think about it. Where are we living at? Back to Sodom. Back in Sodom and Gomorrah is where we're living at. They poured into it like that and they don't say a word about it. Brother, I ain't got time for a church like that. And I'll just tell you right now, God ain't got time for a church like that. Nation don't want a revival like that. Our churches ain't having a revival because they don't want the real Jesus. They want a historical, non-offensive Jesus. But that ain't what I want. I want the real thing, brother. Say, Brother David, you may not handle the real thing. I may not, but cut on me until I can. Listen, friends, it may not be something that tickles us all the way through. It may have to cut and sever on us, and that's fine if that's what it takes. Lord, help me to make sure I am ready when the rapture comes. Make sure there's nothing on me weighing me down. Make sure there's nothing keeping me here, oh God. Whatever you gotta do to cut things away from me. If it's my attitude, if it's my pride, if it's something, Lord, that's standing in the way, sever it from me. Her nation ain't going to have a revival. Amen. America's not having a revival. The churches in our nation has not promised a revival. But no matter how dead the churches are in America, no matter how dead things are around us, and that's creeping right over into our message, I can tell you that right now. Amen, somebody. Hey, listen, I know. I have a way to tell if a church is used to amens or not. I figured it out. If you go to a church and there's kids sitting on the front row, if there's visitors in that church and you start preaching and they scream amen in the middle of the congregation, if that child turns around and looks, they ain't used to amens being screamed out. I like it when somebody screams out, hollers out, sounds like an old banshee. Lord, just let it roll. We used to that. That's just grandma. That ain't so-and-so. That's just brother so-and-so. That's just the way he is. He gets a little bit excited about it. We're used to seeing that, brother. We need to understand, oh God, when you move among us, don't let it become so common, oh God. Don't let it become common among us that that's just, oh, that's just Jesus moving. That's just Jesus coming by. That's just Jesus walking, brother. Don't let it be that way. Say, that's the night that Jesus walked down my aisle. That's the night, amen, he come down my row and spoke to my heart. People have stopped revival from hitting our nation. People have stopped revival from hitting the churches. They put him outside the church. We know that's right. But there ain't nobody that can stop you from having a revival in your soul. President can't stop it. The governor can't stop it. The mayor can't stop it. The devil can't stop it. Imps out of hell can't stop it. Sickness can't stop it. Disease can't. Amen, church. Nobody can stop you from having revival in your soul. Nobody can stop that stirring in you. He may try to bring your body down, but brother, he can't stop what the master's doing inside of you. Because revival don't start in a building. It don't even start in a nation. It starts in the hearts of individuals who's willing to surrender their life to God. Amen. The revival doesn't start in a briefcase. Amen. Revival starts in somebody that is so hungry for God. And that's my desire this year, Lord. Make me more hungry than I've ever have been. Lord, I don't want to just be another preacher. I don't want to just be another man that evangelizes the world. But Lord, I want a hunger inside of me that when the lost is lost, Lord, give me the strength to say something to them. When the sick is sick, Lord, may these hands be laid upon them and may their sickness leave at the commandment of your words. I don't want to just be another believer. I don't want to be just another pew sitter. I don't want to just be another name on a list. I don't want to come and talk about a God of yesterday and a God of 50 years ago and a God of 100 years ago. I don't want to come and talk about a God that moved in Durban, Africa or a God that moved over in India. I want to talk about a God that can come right here in this building. It can fill every young person with the Holy Ghost. It can touch every mama, every daddy here. That's the kind of God we need. Hey, nobody can stop you from having a revival. But you.
Amen. You can't blame it on your wife. Can't blame it on your husband. You can't even blame it on the pastor. You can't blame it on the prophet. You can't blame it on the Bible. If David Siler ain't where he needs to be, it's my fault. Thank God he gives his men to watch over our souls. But it's up to me to apply the word that's coming for us. Lord, help us to get rid of the pitchforks. Going, well, that ain't for me. I'll just let somebody else have that. That ain't for me. I'll let somebody else have that. Lord, let me have it all. Lord, let it flow through me. And if there's a weakness or a wet feather that is loose, Lord, let the loose feather shake away. Let the sickness or whatever it might be shake away. Let me stand before you pure. Amen. I hate to tell you this, but revival is not for sinners. That's been a misrepresentation through Pentecost. Well, we're having revival. Revival is not for sinners. But if you're in revival, you will influence sinners. What are you doing? I'm making the revival a person. I'm making a him. Him in you is a revival. Him in you steering your life, speaking through you, talking to you, moving the word in your life, revealing his word to you. That's a real revival. It's more than just words being said and pronounced over and over and over again. It's how it affects us after we leave here. What good does it do to preach beautiful message? Man, I mean, type from Genesis, Revelation, and when we leave here, what'd you get out of that? I don't know, but it was good. Lord, help me to find something in that word that I can take and drag into my life that'll make me a better person when I leave here. Because I didn't realize I cannot leave here the same way that I came. Amen, church. We're not going to leave here the way we came. Tonight, when you come into this building, there is no way you can leave this building the same way that you come in. You're either going to leave here better or worse. And I plan on leaving here not just better, but a lot better. I don't want to just leave here with just a little bit more. I say, God, open up the windows of heaven and Lord, pour it down upon me. Lord, give me a blessing that I can't even contain tonight. Brother Branham says, revival to my opinion. And I'll take his opinion. A revival to my opinion doesn't consist of bringing in new members. Oops. Revival doesn't consist of a bunch of conversions. But a revival is to revive what you've already got. Get them revived. What's the sense of having 500 more come in and sitting right beside you if the other 500 is sitting there dead as a doornail? Ooh, Lord Jesus. Resurrection Lazarus again, he says, what this church needs today is a good revival. Not a new doctrine. Not a new order. Just a stirring up of what you already know about. But of course, when we get around the message for a little while, I've heard that, I've heard that, I've heard that scripture, I've heard that quote, I've heard that message, I've heard this, I've heard that. Well, maybe you're going to get it sometime. Maybe you're going to realize that God keeps repeating it because no matter how much you hear it, sooner or later, we are going to get it. Sooner or later, I'm finally going to receive it. It takes a lot to get through my thick skull sometimes, but God knows I'm going to get it sometime. It's a stirring up of what you already know about. Amen. So he's trying to bring back the freshness of the move of God as it was when we first come and met him. If you ain't the way you, if you ain't better than what you was when you first got saved, you need a revival. If you're not just as excited about what God's doing, you need a revival. If you're not just as thrilled about the word of God, you need a revival. Amen. That's simple. We need something to light us on fire tonight. Amen. The way we felt when we first got saved. Oh my. Do you remember it? Or has it been so long since you felt that old feeling? You just forgot what it was. Well, I just been around the message so long. I just thought this is just what we do. We do it on Saturday night. We do it on Sunday morning. We come back on Wednesday night and then we go home and the rest of the week is ours. Oh no, brother and sister, it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's serving God from the time we get up to the time we go to bed. Listen, God don't take a vacation, and my religion doesn't take a vacation either. So that's good right there. My religion don't take vacation. Your Holy Ghost don't take a vacation. Amen. Our God does not sleep. He does not slumber. Listen, friends, He is there watching over you every step of the way. He is there to try to energize you and try to build your faith every step of the way. He won't leave us. He won't forsake us. Well, Brother David, I got more understanding now. Oh, I see. If more understanding takes the fire of your revival out of your heart, you got the wrong revelation. You know why I say that? Because people in our message think if you believe a certain doctrine, you got it. As long as you're quoting certain quotes and saying it the right way, and you say thunder's the right way, and proves are the right way, and return the right way, and you believe it like everybody else, oh man, we're just buddy old pals. Chums, we're just real good pals. It's more than just a doctrine. It's more than just a doctrine. But David, I want to know doctrine. I want to know the God who gives the doctrine. I want to know the God. Listen, friends, He told me if I would get Him, He would lead me and guide me into all truth. That means if there's something that God needs to reveal to me, if I'm His son, He's going to reveal it to me sooner or later. I can't miss out on the plan. He's going to lead me to it. Revival ought to be burning in every heart tonight. You know why I say this? Because I need it tonight. I need God to stoke the fire up. Lord, turn the coals over. Let the flame come back, Lord. Let my prayer life come back. Let my sincerity come back. Lord, let the enthusiasm that I had when I first got saved, Lord, let it move upon me tonight. Well, I believe a certain doctrine. I'm born again. That ain't the way it comes. My Bible says by one Spirit, we're baptized into not one doctrine, not one theory, not one man's idea, one certain man's slant of the message, another man's slant of the message. Oh no, by one Spirit we're baptized into one body. Brother, just get me in the body is all I can worry about. I want to make sure I'm a part of the body. Let me be doing my part, you be doing your part. We ought to know what it's like for the fire to run among us. I want our young people to know that. I want to know it's more than just a God of history. Amen. Raising up just as a child around the message we heard about, oh my, if you'd been here back in the 70s, man, I tell you, there was a move of God and the power of God come to the church. I mean, God was doing this, that, and the other, and I say God ain't never changed. I'm tired of hearing about a God of history. My God didn't die in the 70s. He didn't die in the 60s. He didn't even die in the... Listen, He's still alive tonight. Matter of fact, He's right here in this building, pulsating every life, moving on every heart, speaking to your needs. I want us to know what it's like when the presence of God charges the atmosphere in this building. And it's so thick, it's so strong, you don't know whether to run, you don't know whether to shout, you don't know whether to cry, you want to get down on your face. You ever felt that way? Lord, I don't even, you're so great, I don't even know how to act. You're here so strong, I don't even know how to contain it. I'm glad we got a church like that. That ain't ashamed of the wind of God blowing by this building. I'm thankful that we got a worshiping church. I'm glad we got a song leader that charges us on and peps us up and says we can do it, you can make it. We're here tonight to do one thing, and that's to worship God. We're not here to moan and groan about a funeral that took place 2,000 years ago because He ain't in the tomb tonight. He has arisen and He's living in another body. Lord, I preached a message, and sometimes I think we just need to get a revelation of the titles to His sermons. Like this one right here. Why I am a holy roller. How do you delete that off your computer? You know, how do you get rid of that title? Why I am a holy roller. Not why I was a holy roller, but why I am a holy roller. And Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. It's why it made me so sick to my stomach. I saw a man one time. He went to the altar. This man I had knew, he'd been hung up on drugs and alcohol. He finally one night, a special meeting had been called. And this man found his way into the church. At the end of the sermon, the man found his way down to the altar and proceeded for about an hour to give his life to Jesus Christ. This man, while he was at the altar, he was moaning, he was groaning, he was weeping his way to Calvary. And that's the only way you can get there. Now some dry-eyed, well anyway, this man laid down that altar and finally he tried to get up and he couldn't even hardly get up. But he got up to his feet. They were singing a song in the church and the man started jumping up and down a little bit. With my own eyes, I watched the deacons of that church run down there to that altar, grab that man by the arms and hold him down on that altar. Brother, it offended me to no end. Because I was thinking this man has jumped for all kinds of things out of hell. He's jumped in honky-tonks. He's jumped over drugs. He's jumped over alcohol. But he's finally under the influence of something that can change his life. And we want to try to control what God's doing. Brother, we can't control the Holy Spirit. Man's not sent to control the Holy Spirit. We want liberty to be among us. Lord, move any way you want to. Speak any way you want to tonight. You know, any kind of birth, according to the prophet, any kind of a birth is a mess. But David, I got a birth that wasn't a mess. Then you didn't get the right kind of a birth. You're not going to tell me that you're sorry for your sins for the last 15 or 20 years and go down a wet eye or dry eye and come up a dry eye and go back to your... Brother, if you're sorry for your sins, you are sorry for what you've done wrong. Well, it may be my last sermon for a while, but hang on. Might as well get him while I'm getting it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Bram said, where has thy strength gone, Samson? I'm trying to get there. Hang on. We all know the Bible teaches that the new birth, and everybody said amen, they substituted handshakes and everything else for the new birth. Deacons may shake your hand when you come into this church, but they ain't giving you nothing but a greeting. That was good right there. I like that. Anyway. But it'll never take the place of a new birth. It's got to, listen to this, it's got to be an experience. Born again. We all know that any kind of a birth is a mess. When a baby's born, if it's on the floor, if it's in a shut pile or a pink decorated hospital room, it's a mess. But it brings life. That's what the new birth is. It's a mess, but it brings life. It ain't style. It ain't put on. It ain't a decoration of creeds. It's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that's the secret of the real believing church. Oh, I know. Oh, please tell us. I know you get up from the altar crying, boo-hoo, squealing, and slobbering, but it brings life. Hang on now. Hang on. It takes the starch out of you. It makes you something that you ought to be. If you ain't it, it makes you what you ought to be. It takes all the world and a stiff neck out of you. And today we walk up and say, I take Jesus as my personal Savior. That'll never take the place of a new birth. When men and women come to the altar and forget where they are. I'm going to read it again. They forget where they are. I got so caught up talking to Jesus and telling him about all my troubles, all of my problems, everything that I got going, I forgot I was even in church. All I know is I went down to an altar. I got down there and somebody else got up. Hallelujah! I went down, but a new man got up! Whew! They forget who they are and who's around them. Oh, God help us tonight. God help us to do that on the pews too. Until they really die out and are born again. Can't read the next part. Can't read the next part. It stings me, that's why. All night prayer meetings. All night prayer meetings. The power of the Holy Ghost get back into the church again. Oh, I love that. That's what we need today. Is a good old time. Not some new ideal, but an old time St. Paul's revival. Watch now. The Bible, Holy Ghost, preached back in the power, yet in the simplicity of preaching that's in the power of the resurrection. You know why? Because Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Brother, it ain't a preacher's power, it ain't a man's power, it ain't the deacon's power, but it's the power of the Lord Jesus. If we lift him up, he said he'd draw men unto him. Everybody still all right? All right. We're going to drop down to Patmos vision. Now remember, the first thing you have to do is get in the Spirit. Amen. How's these revelations going to ever come to you if you get in the Spirit? How are you ever going to get the Holy Ghost unless you get in the Spirit? Get in the Spirit. When you was a sinner, you went to a dance, you got in the Spirit. Oh my, you started clapping your hands, patting your feet, and shin digging. Everybody knows what that is? We don't have to stop there. Shin digging. But they don't know what that is. That's just taking your shin and digging. That's shin digging. Amen. Throwing your hat on the floor and going around and around and around acting silly. Why? You was in the Spirit of it. Could you imagine a fellow was a dance fiend going to a dance? Well, y'all's all having a pretty good time, I suppose. I wouldn't want a man like that around me. Oh, they'd say, you wallflower, get on out of here. Well, you may not know about that one. I'm sure you know about this next one. You go to a ball game and somebody knock a home run or something other than sitting, you look and say, well, I guess that's just pretty good. I guess that's just pretty good. Oh no. You wouldn't be a baseball fan. You wouldn't be in the Spirit of baseball. When somebody knocks a home run, you raise up and holler and woo my and win and knock somebody's hat off his head like that and nobody says a word about it. Anywhere else, they'd knock your teeth right down your throat. You touch their hat. From Arkansas, you can touch a lot of things. Don't you touch a man's hat. That's just the way it is. Amen. He hands you a pocket knife open. You hand it back open. You don't touch his hat. Oh, Brother David, not me. Wait just a minute. If you went to a Tennessee Volunteer football game, and let's just use our imaginations and say it's the national championship game. You got to have a real wide imagination. But let's just pretend that we're at the national championship football game. And last minute of the last quarter, the last few seconds, clicking down, and your team scores a touchdown. If you sit with your arms folded, can you imagine?
It's just all right, we won.
Oh no, that ain't us. Oh no, that ain't us. Men sit in sub-degree temperatures with their shirts off their bodies, bumping their chests together, high-fiving and hugging each other, hugging strangers they don't even know, hugging people they never met in their life because we support the same team. Well, I'm on a team tonight too. Hallelujah. I I said, I'm on a team tonight too, and this king that I'm under, he's never lost a game. He's never fumbled the ball. He's never made, oh, let me tell you about him tonight. He ain't never failed, and he never will fail, because he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let me tell you about my king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He ain't never lost, nor can he ever lose. You take a sister whose boy is playing baseball, and you let her sit in the stands with her hair put together with 5,000 bobby pins. At least the sisters can say amen. You let her boy come up the bat in the bottom of the ninth inning, bases loaded. You let her boy hit a home run. Bobby pins will be leaving hair. Buns is going to look like scorpions all over the ground. Amen, somebody. Because her boy knocked a home run. But let me tell you about my Jesus. He went down the hell and he knocked the devil so far down in hell. He knocked sin out. He knocked, oh hallelujah. He knocked the enemy so far away. You see what's over, Brother David? That's my boy. Well, that's my God. That's my God. That's my God tonight. Hallelujah. That's my God. Brother, he's not more than just a home run. He took me from time all the way back to eternity, from glory unto glory. He's been changing me. Can you imagine sitting at a football game and your team win and you're as quiet as a church mouse? But when we come to the house of God, and we start preaching about another team, can't even hardly muster up an amen. Just about kills me. Spent all my breath out yesterday. Ain't hardly got anything left. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Well, I'm here now. I might as well finish. You wouldn't sit with your arms folded. No, 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 no. If it was your team, you'd give everybody a high five. Let you know we on the same team, buddy. We on the same team. Matter of fact, we on the winning team. You'd give them some high five down through there. Bless your heart. Brother West, we on the same team. I want to tell you tonight, we on the same team. And this ain't going to be for an hour or two or 3 hours on Saturday. But I believe that we come out of eternity and one day we're going right back to where we come from. And brother, we're going to shout. We're going to dance. We're going to give him praise and admiration. And we're going to love him more than just sitting around like a wallflower. We're going to worship the King of all kings. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you about something better than a home run. When you hear shots like this, the dynamics of this church will be a refilling of the Holy Ghost. It's a refill of the Holy Ghost. That excites me. I can't help it. Something on the inside begins to bubble up. I don't know where it comes from, but it begins to bubble up. More minutes and we're out of here. Are you just as fired up, as thrilled as the day when you give your life to Jesus Christ. Can I tell you about me? We was in such revival. Amen. They wouldn't know we're safe that you wouldn't testifying about him. You'd go through the drive-thru window at McDonald's. And they'd say, what are you so happy about? I'm glad you asked. Let's have a little testimony service while everybody's waiting in drive-thru. I'm behind them all the time. That's me back here honking the horn. Amen. I'm glad you asked. I went to the altar the other night and Jesus done something for me, and I found out that alcohol couldn't change me, drugs couldn't change me, Laodicea couldn't change me, but something got a hold of me one night down there at the altar and it changed me to a new creation in Christ. We was in revival. Oh, but after a while the devil starts stealing our prayer life. Mm-hmm. Start stealing some of our victory. Amen. Before long, we're just going to church. It's what grandpa did. It's what grandma did. It's what mama did. It's what daddy did. That's what I'm going to do. My children's going to do. Oh, no, no, no. I refuse. I refuse to allow that to go on in my life. I don't want my grandpa's religion. And I don't want my daddy's religion. That's good for them. And I don't want my children to have my religion. I want them to get God for themselves. I want them to meet Him at an altar. If it's just a daddy that preached the gospel and tells them about a Jesus and preaches about a Jesus, that's fine and good. But I want them to know that same Jesus, that same God. If we're not careful, we'll become, like Brother Bram said in this quote to the Ephesian church age, we become relaxed. But I'm calling you to arms tonight. This ain't no time to relax. This ain't no time to let your guard down. This ain't no time to let goats come in. This ain't no time to let the enemy just march through and do whatever he want to do. It's time that we make sure that we got the gates locked. It's time we make sure we got our weapons ready and set and loaded and ready to fire at any moment. It's time you and I recognize the tactics of the enemy. It's time we stand on the promise of God's word. If we don't, Satan will keep dragging our joy away, dragging your peace away, dragging all of it away from you until you feel like you're so empty. You're so empty. You're so empty. And we come to church and we just go through the motions because everybody else does. When inside we know we're lacking something. We're lacking something. What Brother Donnie's got it, and this other brother's got it, and this brother's got it. Brother Terry, everybody's got it. Listen, you don't have to be that kind of religion. Make it personal. This is a personal battle. And Satan's picked on the wrong God. Amen. He's picked on the wrong God. Think about it. Brother M says it like this. He said in the seal of the Antichrist 55, churches are cooling off. Just might as well face the fact. The churches are getting worse all the time. More preaching's been done than ever in the world. And less practice than we ever did in all the world. It just looks like it just keeps cooling off. Great revival strikes the country. Men come in and anoint the Holy Spirit to preach with everything that's within them. And people walk right away as if nothing ever happened, just unconcerned. He just wants to cool us off. He says again, conference, no time for a cooling off. It's time for a warming up. No pitcher just wants to be thrown into the game. He gonna warm up a little bit. And we're warming up. Because it's my time. We can't have a warming up till we have a conference. An old time revival that'll bring back the revival fires that'll attract attention. But David, who are we trying to attract the attention to? It might be people right here in this church. It may be your neighbor at your job. It may be somebody you work with. It may be somebody in your family. But it may be the person sitting right beside you. Because we come in here, you don't realize what the person right beside you has went through all week. You don't know the trouble that has bombarded their mind. They sit there. Well, they sang. They lifted their hand. Everything might be fine. You don't know what the doctor told that person sitting right beside you this week. You don't know the battle that they've been through. God, make me attractive. I want to burn. I want to be on fire. Me and Johnson went camping here last fall. We got up one morning and it was bitter cold outside, and I thought I'd make us some breakfast. That's scary. So we looked around and the morning dew was on everything. We got a few leaves. We took over there trying to light them leaves and lit those leaves. All it would do is smolder, 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 smolder. And I thought, what in the world are we going to do? Try to get a fire. So I sat there and looked at it, it was just smolder, and I thought, surely the goodness, if we can get this fire going, we get it up hot enough, something's going to happen. You know how I got the fire going? I got down on my knees. And I started blowing on the fire. And the harder I'd blow, the more smoke come. I thought, something's going on. I said, something's going on. Brother, you start witnessing somebody, you see a little smoke come up, don't you give up. That ain't a time to quit. That ain't time to give up. That's time to keep blowing as hard as you can. Keep witnessing as hard as you can. I kept blowing and blowing and blowing until I like to blow my house down. Till finally, poof, right into a fire. And you feel like, it's almost like you invented fire at that moment. We have fire. You feel like you've accomplished something. Amen, somebody. And the best way I know to keep your spiritual fire burning is get down on your knees. Get down on your knees and let your breath leave your body. Tell the King, Lord, I need you more today than what I did yesterday. I need you more tonight than I ever have in my life. The uncertain sound, Brother Ram said, Brother men, women of God, what's the matter with us? There's something needs to move. We're turtling. When I was a little boy, you know what a turtle is, a tortoise. Have them back east, an old terrapin we call them. Me and my brother saw one time, we was little bitty fellas. The funniest looking thing you ever seen, he was moving like that. And when we got to him, he went whoosh, right up and drawled himself right back up in the shell. And that just reminds me of some people preaching the gospel to them. Ooh, glory. You go to throwing out the gospel, and they, whoosh, the days of miracles is past. No such a thing as that, you old turtle. That's the most politest way I've ever been called a sinner. You old turtle. You know what? I said, I'll make him walk. I went over and got me a switch and began to whip him. And that didn't do no good. I just whipped him and just smothered up. You can beat them, whip them, it don't do anything you want to. It won't do a bit of good. And I said, I'll fix him. And I took him down to the creek and I baptized him. You're almost there. But David, I've been baptized. That's good. I put him under the water till bubbles just bubbled up. Lord, I've wanted to do that a bunch of times. Oh, sorry. And that's all there was to him. Water will never do it. You might as well just quit your fussing. I just held him there till all the bubbles bubble, bubble, bubble. He never done a thing. But you know what I did? Got me a piece of paper, made me a little fire. Set that old boy on it. You can't even hardly quote this today because they'll put you in jail for stuff like this. You kill anybody you want to, but don't you mess with no turtle. I got me a piece of paper, made a little fire, set the old boy on it. He walked in. I said he walked in. That's what we need tonight. Is the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Not so much church creed back in the thing, but back like the forefathers had. We need another Pentecost that'll line you up with the Holy Ghost. It'll send people to their knees and send people to their Bible. I love this right here. It'll send people to their Bible to search the scripture and look for them. Not look for Brother Branham, not look for Paul, not look for Luther, not look for Wesley, but to look for them. Because somewhere within that word, I am in there. I am in that word somewhere. Samson, and I'll close, was a great man of God. He'd won victory after victory. But he finally got to the place where he needed a real revival. The Spirit of God would fall upon Samson. He'd do great things under the anointing. This man that's so small could do so much when the anointing would hit him. Now, Samson had some issues going on in his life. Had a lot of fighting going on. And it's hard to have revival when you got a lot of fighting going on in your personal life. Amen, somebody. You realize you go from home back to service and Satan will do everything he can to try to upset what God's trying to do in your life. He tries to hinder us. He tries to intervene in what God's wanting to do for us. Amen. But Samson's biggest hindrance wasn't that which was without. It was his own self. And I want to tell you tonight, our biggest hindrance is us. You know who keeps me from praying? Me. You know who keeps me from reading my Bible? Me. You know who keeps me from listening to the tapes? Me. Amen. Well, brother, if I tell you what I'm going to do, I'm like the man said, I'm going to go off and get by myself. I'm going to get away from all the trouble, all the problems, all that. I'm going to get away from it all. And he took the biggest problem with him. Can I ask you a question? What kind of a church would we have if everybody in this church was just like you? Would everybody be on time tonight? Would we have church? Because nobody showed up. Would we be a singing church? Would we be an amening church? Amen. There'd be some services, there'd be no singing. Would we be a backslidden church? Would there be any worship go on in our church? But David, I'm too tired to worship. Ain't going to be no church tonight then. Amen. What kind of a church would we have if everybody was just like you? And then you take of a vision of what kind of a church you want to have, and you become that. And when if everybody done that, imagine what kind of a church we'd be. Isn't it awesome that just because we get down, God don't just give up? When we backslide, God don't just give up on us. When David backslide, God said, well, that's it, David, I can find somebody else. Oh no, God had to have him. And God's got to have you. He ain't going to allow your shortcomings to stop you. He ain't going to allow your faults and your mistakes to stop you. He's going to make sure you get what you got to have. What kind of church will we have? Amen. Samson was a great man of God. But you can't have all this fighting going on in your own spirit and expect to be getting something from God. Amen. Samson stirred some trouble up one day, and the enemy come back to get him back, and he killed his wife, his father-in-law, her and her daddy. And they come down, and the people that was around him found out that Samson had did something, and then they turned against Samson and said, we're going to tie you up, and we're handing you to the Philistines. What do you do when even people that's around you gives up on you? Amen, somebody. What do we do when everybody around us just gives up? I'm just going to throw my hands up. There ain't no place for that. You're in this army, whether you like it or not. Amen. Finally, this army of Philistines had backed him up. Backed him up against the wall. It's either fight or perish. And one day, there was an old mule that was walking around this old man's farm. The mule couldn't even eat right because his mouth wasn't right. So he's weak all the time, walking around this farm. It seemed day to day, be over here in this part and this part side of the pasture, and the other day and another side of the pasture. Until finally, after a little while, he never seen the old mule no more. Till finally, he went one day to look around the farm to try to find him. He got back on the back side of his property and looked down at the bottom of this valley. And there that old mule laid there at the bottom of that valley dead. Now he thought, no doubt, that mule never amounted to anything. He wasn't no good for nobody. Nobody needs a mule like that anyway. He's useless to anybody. Till one day, one of God's soldiers got backed into that same valley. And he didn't have anything to fight with. and he got to looking around trying to find something to fight with. And he saw a jawbone laying down on the ground. And so he picked that jawbone up, and with the jawbone, he slew 1,000 Philistines. God knows how to place what you need, where you need it, and when you need it. You may not, listen, it may look useless to everybody else. Nobody else may understand what your life is about, but somewhere on the line, you can be a help to somebody that's around you. He killed 1,000 Philistines. 1,000 men, one man against 1,000. That's my God right there. Amen. But I want to tell you, there would have never been a victory without first having a death. And I want to tell you, Paul said, I die daily. There's never victories without a death. There'll never be a revival without having a death. Amen. He took that jawbone. He said, with this jawbone, I've slew 1,000 men. And the Bible said he was sore athirst, and he called on the Lord. Brother, how in the world can you ever have revival unless you start calling on God? Amen. The Bible says he called on the Lord. There's got to be prayer before the power can come. You know what he done? He took that jawbone when he made it into speaking. He took that jawbone and he cast the jawbone aside. He cast the jawbone aside. He said, Lord, with this jawbone, I've killed 1,000 men. But are you going to leave me here to die for thirst after slaying 1,000 men under the anointing? But the Bible says that God clave a hollow place in that jawbone. You know what he had to do? He had to go back and pick up that which he laid down. Brother, how in the world can we ever have revival until we pick up the stuff we lay down? You lay down a prayer life, you'll have to pick it back up. You lay down listening to the message, you'll have to pick it back up. You lay down praying to God and then taking your time and reading the scripture, you'll have to pick it back up. Verse 19 said, oh, I love it. God clave a hollow place that was in that jaw, and there came water throughout. And when he had drunk, God gives it to you. God provides the supernatural. But you got to drink it. Brother, the medicine ain't going to do no good unless you take it. And when he had drunk. That's my sermon tonight. When he had drunk, his spirit came again. And he revived. You're Samson tonight. And whatever you throw away, you'll have to pick it back up. Amen. Remember that person comes, ain't no way I can ever be saved. There ain't no way I can ever be saved. Said, I don't even know what happened. He said, where did you leave Jesus at? Where'd you leave him at? Said, as I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. He left him when he was a child. Sometimes we got to go back and pick up that which we throw down. Samson's revival. Let's bow our hearts as our musicians come tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But God clave a hollow place that was in the jaw. There came water thereout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again. And he revived. I trust tonight that'll be more than just a scripture out of the book of Judges. But I say, God, let that be the story of my life. Let me drink it so I can get revived. I may not know you. I may not know your trouble, know your problems. I may have no idea. But let me tell you something tonight. We're serving a king that knows about your issues. He knows about your problems. He knows about your trials. I don't know what you went through this week. I don't know what trouble that you faced. But let me tell you something, Samson. Sometimes you just need to pick the jawbone up and get a drink out of the jawbone. Brother David, I'm afraid there ain't going to be no water there. Let God worry about the water. You're not in charge of the water department. God is. Let God take care of the water. You're not in charge of the miracles. You're not in charge of it. God is. It's up to you. Just believe Him. Let God do the rest. Oh, praise be to God. Amen. I give myself away. Oh, praise be to God. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, here I stand. Lord, my life, it is in your hand. And Lord, I'm longing, yes, to see your desires. Yes, Lord. Revealed in me, I give myself away. Hallelujah. Samson, maybe you're thirsty tonight. Maybe you fought till you can't fight no more. Maybe the enemy has bombarded your life. I want to tell you, there's a jawbone tonight. There's water in the jawbone if you'll drink it. I give myself away so you can use me. Oh, take my heart, Lord, take my life as a living sacrifice. Lord, all of my dreams and all of my plans, Lord, I place, yes, Lord, in your hands. I give myself. I give myself to you. Well, my life is not my own. Yes, to you I belong. I give myself to you. Oh, I said my life is not my own. To the King my life belongs. I give myself to you. I give myself away. Oh, praise God.
give myself away. Oh, give myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing just to see your desires revealed in me. So I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Life is not my own, to you I belong. I give myself to you. Oh, life is not my own, to you I belong. I give myself to you. It's not my own, to you I belong. Give myself to you. I believe it's perfectly clear. The end is drawing near. Our bridegroom is very soon to come. And I believe this evening light is going to take us through the night until the time that we'll be called on home. But lest my heart should yearn for the darkness, and from this light I walk away, lest I ever try this perfect truth deny. Restore me to the faith, I pray. Restore me to the faith, I pray. I've seen many come to know truth that I love so, but in time their faces can't be found. Faith gave way to doubt to end. They just could not stand, and it seems they've turned this gospel down. Listen. But lest my heart should yearn for the darkness, and from this light I walk away. Lest I ever try His perfect truth deny. Restore me to the faith, save me from my erring ways. Restore me to the faith, I pray. Lest I ever try this perfect truth deny. Save me from my erring ways. Restore me to the faith, I pray.
The sister that wrote that song, she said this:
the more that I surrender, the lighter my load. The more that I release my cares, the more He takes control. The more that I can humble myself, the more He lifts me up. And every day I live, Lord, I love You more. The more that I surrender,
you know what He does?
The lighter my load. The more that I release my cares, the more He takes control. The more that I can humble myself, the more You lift me up. And every day I live, Lord, I love You more. And it gets easier to understand this road I'm traveling down. No more wavering or wandering. Now I'm standing on solid ground, and I know I'm headed to my future home. And the voice I hear is Yours alone. Every day I live, Lord, I love You more. The more, the more, the more. The more that I surrender, the lighter my load. The more that I just release my cares, the more You take control. Every day I live, Lord, I love You more.
Oh, praise God. I don't know about you. I'm glad we're serving the resurrected Savior tonight. Ain't no trouble too big. Ain't no problems too small.
Hallelujah.
Ain't no sickness too small, no sickness too great. That the King can't change it. How long, Brother David? He can do it right now if he wants to. If he wants me to believe like Abraham, I'll believe like Abraham. Whatever he wants me to do, Lord, give me strength to be able to fight.
Amen. Amen.
Give me strength to be able to stand. Amen. Let's sing that song, if we could tonight, just before we go. Oh, I just appreciate Him. He came looking for me. Brother Harry, would you sing that? Amen. Oh, brother and sister, keep holding on. Keep pressing.
Amen.
Keep pressing. Keep fighting. What are we doing? Call to arms tonight. Get ready. Everything hell's got's going to throw at you. But good news. But good news. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. He's found me. He's picked me up. One of these mornings He's going to take me home. If I could just keep holding on just a little longer. If I could just keep fighting a few more days. Keep praying just a little bit longer. He's going to take us home. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
One night while on life's raging sea, looked as if I would suffer defeat. As the blackness of night closed off the light, my heart sank with fear. My desperate cry rang out with pride. All I could see was no hope inside. With faith all but gone, I met the one who came looking for me.
Hallelujah!
He came looking for me.
He came looking for me.
Well, he came looking for me.
He came looking for me.
Was near to rescue my soul and calm all my fear.
Amen.
From all since I met the one
who came looking for me.
Oh, sing that verse, the next verse.
Oh, Satan had already
picked
out my grace.
Yes.
His plan and move forward to put me away. I drifted so far. Would anyone care that I soon be lost? I knew my destruction was a matter of time, but Jesus appeared and said, "This one is mine. I'm safe with no harm." He walked through the storm.
He was
looking for me.
Second verse one more time. This is what Satan had designed for you.
Satan had already
picked out your grave.
His plan had
put
me away.
You a far
I ripped it so far.
Would anyone care?
I'd soon be lost.
This is what the devil told me.
Well, I knew my destruction was a matter of time.
But
Jesus appeared and said, "This one. He came looking for me."
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
He came looking for me.
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 Oh, he made a way.
There was no way
that I could see.
Well, I drifted so far. Jesus was near. Rescue my soul. Oh yes.
Safe from all harm. Safe. He came looking for me.
He came looking for me.
He came looking for me.
He made a way
when there was no way.
He rescued my soul.
Rescued my
come
soul.
On, I
come on, I'm safe. is near. Rescue my soul.
Call my name. Call on my
Savior.
Save.
I met the one who came looking for me. He came looking for me.
Jesus himself. He came looking.
He came looking for me.
Savior of all eternity came looking.
He made a way.
He made a way.
There was no way that I could see.
Now I can see.
When I drifted so far, Jesus was near
so
to rescue my soul.
Come on,
my heart.
I'm
the one who came looking.